A hostage taking 6 years ago in Peru was the basis for the novel Bel Canto by Anne Patchett. Tonight at New York's Lincoln Center, Patchett and soprano Renee Fleming will discuss the art of Bel Canto in song and in word. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
In the novel, a rich Japanese businessman is enticed to attend a celebration of his 53rd birthday at a fancy home in a poor South American country. The lure is the world's greatest lyric soprano, who will perform at the international gathering. The businessman is crazy about opera. The singer is his favorite. Armed terrorists break in and hold the partygoers hostage for 4 months, but the music continues. Writing Bel Canto, Anne Patchett was inspired by soprano Renee Fleming.
Isn't everyone?
We needed a soprano laugh there.
That's good.
Thank
I
you.
Like that.
Thank you.
The novel is filled with descriptions of singing. Patchett knew nothing about opera when she started to write. She sat down with some books and lots of recordings by Renee Fleming.
And I would pick the piece that she would sing in a particular scene, she being Roxanne Cost, the character. And then I would line it up on the stereo and just have it replay 20 times while I would write the scene and try to write in the feeling of the music.
Roxanne Cass begins to sing every day in captivity. She sings to her fellow hostages and she sings to all of their captors. And I wonder, Renee Fleming, if you would read on page 164 just a brief little sentence there.
Soon enough, the days were divided into three states: the anticipation of her singing, the pleasure of her singing, and the reflection on her singing.
So this is really a book about the power of music, isn't it?
Absolutely. How music unites people.
And in this book, they have no common language except for music.
Talk some, both of you, about the kinds of transformations that people go through in the course of being held together, mutual prisoners, in this fancy house, in this unnamed country.
I think that everyone just calms down. They slow down. There's a group of people, both the very wealthy hostages and the very poor terrorists, who've been working so frantically hard. They've really never had a chance to just sit in a chair all day and stop and think about what their lives are worth and what it is they want and what they value. And they not only find music, they find literature, they find cooking, they find love.
I'd like to talk about the fan. This is the Japanese mogul who feels that without opera, his ability to love would have vanished. Renee Fleming, do you know fans like this?
Oh, I do. I know many people who say that it gives value to their life. I always find that absolutely amazing because obviously music plays an entirely different role in my life. But I find it very moving. It's also, it gives me a sense of responsibility of feeling that what I do can have an extremely strong effect on other people.
Anne Patchett, it strikes me that Bel Canto is a novel for our times. It is about fear, about an act of terrorism, and then suddenly a new society emerges amongst those people. Did you ever dream, when you wrote this novel, which was well before the 11th of September, that it would have the particular kind of resonance?
Certainly, I've had people who have said to me, how could you have written a book about good terrorists? You know, what a horrible thing to have done. And yet, this time that we feel that we'll never get through, we will.
I find another perspective, which is that I think because what we come to do is sympathize with everyone in the book, including the terrorists, I think in the end one senses the futility of violence, that it's an absolutely a kind of a route that doesn't bring anything. And that, in fact, if the more educated we could be about people with whom we have disagreements, probably the easier our path would be to coming to terms with one another. That's the beauty of these people all sitting together in this house for 4 months. It's that all of those extraneous kinds of political things fall aside. They fall apart.
Soprano Renee Fleming and writer Ann Patchett. Her novel Bel Canto won the 2002 Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction and is just out in paperback. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.